Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 566. One day, after Holy Communion, I suddenly saw the infant Jesus standing by my kneeler and holding onto it with his two little hands. Although he was a little child, my soul was filled with awe and fear, for I see in him my judge, my Lord, and my Creator, before whose holiness the angels tremble. At the same time, my soul was flooded with such unspeakable love that I thought I would die under its influence. I now see that Jesus first strengthens my soul and makes it capable of abiding with him, for otherwise I would not be able to bear what I experience at such a moment. Relationship of sisters with the superior. All the sisters should respect the superior as the Lord Jesus himself, as I mentioned when speaking about the vow of obedience. They should behave toward her with childlike trust and should never murmur or find fault with her commands, as this is very displeasing to God. Let each be guided by a spirit of faith in her relationship to the superiors. Let her ask with simplicity for all that she needs. God forbid that it ever happen or be repeated that any of the sisters would be a cause of sorrow or tears to the superior. Let each one know that as the fourth commandment obliges a child to honor its parents, in like manner is the religious bound to respect her superior. Only a bad religious would take the liberty of judging her superior. Let the sisters be sincere with the superior, telling her about everything and about their needs with childlike simplicity. The sisters will address the superior thus: "With your leave, Sister Superior." They shall never kiss her hand, but whenever they meet her in the corridor or enter her cell, they should say, "Praised be Jesus Christ," bowing their heads slightly. They shall address each other as sister, adding the proper name. Their relationship toward the superior should be marked by a spirit of faith and not by sentimentality or flattery, as these are unworthy of a religious and would degrade her very much. A religious should be as free as a queen, and will be such only when she lives in the spirit of faith. We should obey and respect the superior, not because she is good, holy, or prudent, but solely because she represents God, and by obeying her, we are obeying God himself. St. Faustina writes of a vision she had of the infant Jesus after communion. Apparently, this was not uncommon for her to have a vision of the child Jesus during Mass. These types of visions are probably given to St. Faustina to help us to believe that the Eucharist really is Jesus. It is not just a piece of bread or a symbol. The child Jesus was not imposing, but she was filled with fear and awe when she realized who Jesus really is, the Creator, the Lord of Lords, the Just Judge. The angels tremble at his holiness. But she also felt a flood of love in her heart. She then realized that in order for her to survive these visions, Jesus had to first strengthen her with some kind of grace, because the only ones who would be able to see all of that Faustina sees normally would be those who are already in heaven. Then St. Faustina writes about the relationship that the sisters in the new congregation should have with their superior. She says they should respect the superior because of her office, like they respect our Lord. She writes of childlike trust, without murmuring or fault-finding or criticizing. They should have a spirit of faith in their relationship with her and ask for what they need with a spirit of simplicity. She doesn't want them to kiss the hand of the superior. She thinks that this would be a kind of a fawning or a groveling. And the sisters have their dignity and they should maintain that. But to have a dignified respect, bowing their heads slightly when passing in the hallway or entering the cell of the superior. And the Polish religious greeting in such circumstances is to say, "Praised be Jesus Christ." And the response is, "Now and forever." The superior represents God because of her office. They are human, like the rest of us, but they deserve respect because of whom they represent. By obeying the superior, a religious sister is obeying God.